Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Nats and NBC Sports Washington. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 2nd. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hey, hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
That is the foursome. We are celebrating the Nationals' win for 4 hours today. Luke Shambi's going to join us from ESPN at 640.
Is it 106.7 The Nats again?
I think so.
I think for another day,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, I think it should be, yeah.
Luke Shambi, he called it on ESPN Radio last night. I guess he's leaving town early. He's going to get on at 640, so get a little recap.
Very good.
Boog.
He'll join us at 640. We've got Eddie Matz from ESPN at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock, the Nationals GM. I actually ran into him last night.
Where? Was he boozing?
It was a stairway. He was heading down. I was heading out. Because yeah. I drove home last night.
He was heading
night.
Down to booze.
He was heading down to the locker room.
He was fired up. It was just a sea of people that were coming down to, you know, the field level, the dugout level. Mm-hmm. And so he was heading down, and he saw me. We had a little five-second moment there. He was fired up.
As EB and I were leaving, we passed Charlie Slows, who was heading down.
Oh, also, I didn't even see Charlie.
Also to the clubhouse. Now, he rounded the corner. And he had a purpose. Like, I didn't even say hi to him. He was ready to get down on the field and join the celebration.
He scooted, He scooted.
Yeah, he was on cloud nine.
Our station, a great game. And you guys didn't hear it. Our station did a great job because I was listening to everything in the clubhouse last night. Yep. Jags was in the clubhouse getting doused with champagne.
I mean, I just
grabbing interviews.
I just gave props to Chris Lingebach, a.k.a. Blue Shorts, who worked through the night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just left. He either just left or is still grinding out at his desk to put up content while we were there, pregame, through the game, celebration. So,
can't imagine what that sounded like on our station. It had to have been awesome.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Had to have been awesome.
Well, what an awesome night. EB, Cakes, and I were able to do the play ball announcement. A lot of people were saying, why wasn't Jason there? Jason's mom's funeral is on Saturday.
I had something going on. I mean, believe me. You think I wanted to be where I was?
And it was awesome to be there. And then we never sat in our seats.
By the way, I heard you guys on TBS. I could hear you guys on the TBS coverage.
Oh, really?
That's cool. Yeah.
Before Max threw his first pitch, I heard you guys say play ball.
I was shocked at how quickly, like by the time we got down off of the dugout, the first Brewer's up to bat.
Oh, yeah,
like,
they didn't mess around.
There was zero messing around.
That's what I'm saying. Ernie Johnson was given like the starting lineup for the Brewers.
Right.
And then he stopped, and all of a sudden I hear you guys.
I mean, I thought that there might be like, I don't know, a minute or two gap time between when we were done and when the play started. Uh-huh. No, it was like 10 seconds later, the game began.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. But because we did the play ball bit and they started to walk us back, they walked us through the Delta Lounge.
Which was the best move of the night.
Yeah, and then we were like, well, we're not just going to walk through here.
Right, I mean,
we're going to stay right here. We're going to get free food and drink and have the best vantage point in the house.
That's amazing access.
So we just stood.
Is that free drinks there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You have to pay for cocktails, but free beers.
Oh, EB had to pay for his cocktails, but Cakes and I had some beers.
Yeah.
And by the way, my first venture into 50-50. Cakes rubbed off on me. Didn't work out.
Well, it was about 45,000.
No, it was 55,000.
He also went super, super cheap on it because he didn't have a lot of cash. He did what I would never do. He bought the three entries for $5 when you can also get 60 for $20.
Yeah, he kind of bought.
He was light on cash though, so that's
well,
just the way it was.
Tipped it
can
circa.
You use a credit card for that, or they don't let you?
I don't. I think it's
credit
a
card. You might be tempted to put more than 20.
I think it's mostly a cash transaction.
No credit card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe me, I asked.
Yeah, right.
It was the first time, like, because I came inside to sit down because my knee was just killing
me.
My
knee was barking.
And I'm standing there we stood there starting at 7 o'clock for an 8 o'clock game. We were standing on the field for over an hour. And then we're standing for the entire game, but it was so awesome. And I think FP Santangelo is going to join us.
Is he on right now?
Of course, is an analyst, and we talked.
You probably hadn't
you
gone to bed.
You should have seen him jumping up and down when
pumped.
Soto had the hit.
Yeah.
He was jumping like a four-year-old kid. It was awesome. FP, talk about that moment for you.
Well, first of all, JP, you were playing hurt last night. I appreciate the effort on the porch there with the bad reel. I mean, that's the kind of effort we need out of everybody
right now.
I have zero voice left.
It's postseason. You got to dig deep, FP.
That's right. Whatever it takes, baby. And, yeah, I have no voice right now. I was screaming all night. I'm at the airport heading to L.A. What an amazing night for everybody. The fans were just amazing. Even after the Brewers came out and went two-run homer, it didn't get weird. It didn't get awkward. It didn't get quiet. The fans still brought it all night long. So I just wanted to call you guys, tell you, A, you did a great job getting the game going and getting the fans into it. And B, the fans last night, I mean, they should give themselves a standing ovation. Anybody that says that Nats fans suck, just don't know baseball. They were awesome last night. A+. Unbelievable effort.
And how clutch is Juan Soto? Can you imagine being 20 years old and doing that? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
No, I just – maybe he didn't even know, like – the enormity of the situation. And that's the beauty of this whole thing is we all know what's happened in the past, right? You guys have lived it way longer than I have. I've only been here 9 years.
Yeah.
You guys have lived it your whole lives. And the anticipation of what next and something bad's going to happen again. He's 20. He don't know any of that stuff. He just went up there. And, guys, before I went to the airport this morning, I watched the replay of his hit, and I kept rewinding it. And when that ball hit, I swear to God, it kicked back towards center field. It had some sort of rotation
on
it.
It had a spin on it. That's why Grisham botched it, yep.
That's why he botched it. So I didn't see that initially.
Oh, I didn't even know he botched it out there. I didn't even know he kicked it.
No, it just scooted under his gut.
That's when I lost my mind when it went past him because I realized they're going to take the lead here. But that one bounce, you guys, that one bounce. Okay, Juan hit it, nasty lefty, one of the best lefties in baseball. That was amazing. But that one bounce kind of signified to me, we've never gotten a break. It's always gone everybody else's way in baseball. I know hockey turned that whole thing around, but it just seemed like that one bounce that kicked away from him, that everything's all of a sudden going our way. We've never gotten any break in any big game.
I will say this, FP. They got a huge break, I thought, because they showed the replay a million times on TBS. Taylor's pitch, the hit-by-pitch, definitely hit the handle first. And if they would have called that a foul ball and reviewed it, they wouldn't have overturned it. So we got another break there.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever. I mean, I watched it on the screens real quickly. I looked like he hit his hand. I don't know. Who cares? They did catch another break.
Right.
So, that. And Zim coming up and getting a base hit. Bat died a hero. Just amazing, man. So,
and FP, how great was Davey last night? Davey's been so criticized at times, you know, over the last 2 years. I mean, it helps when the guys come through, but it seemed like everything he did just sort of worked out.
It did, and it's almost like, you know, you can feel the fans looking for something to criticize, like, where's Strasburg? I could hear it.
Where's Strasburg?
Why did he do this? Why did he do that? Why is he pinch hitting Dozier here at base hit?
Right.
Why is he pinch hitting Michael A. pinch hitting? He was saving Zim to be the tie and run against Hader all night long.
Absolutely.
Zim was going to get Hader. That's what he saved him for. That was his big gun off the bench. Because when you start your best pinch hitter from the right side and Howie Kendrick, now Zim becomes that guy. So he was saving Zim for the big moment. And even though he broke his bat, it was cool just to see him get on and then everything else. And give Anthony Rendon credit. That wasn't an easy take on that 3-2 pitch up and away. So just a great night, man.
Did you think there was a shot that they were going to pinch hit for Scherzer the first time around? Because I think Strasburg was up in the second or third inning.
I think it was the third inning. I wasn't surprised, but some people were calling for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if it was a higher leverage situation, I guess they all are in the postseason. So, yeah, I can see people, and I could hear people going, what are we doing? But, hey, man, he pushed all the right buttons last night. There's nothing to criticize. Even pinch hitting Zim for Eaton and saving him for that spot, and he had to fire that bullet there. And then bringing in Daniel Hudson, I mean, I thought he might go to Doolittle for the last out with the lefty up. He just pushed all the right, but it's nice to see Davey get a lot of credit because he's been crushed here for a long time.
Yeah, we're talking to FP Santangelo. He's at the airport waiting to take his business class, probably first class out to L.A.
First class.
Let me ask you this.
Dude, middle. Wait, whoa. I got stuck with a middle seat, but that's okay. I'll do whatever it takes.
You just fall asleep.
Like you guys, Just like JP playing banged up, I'll go middle seat.
So let's preview the Dodger series real quick. Corbin's going to go game one on Thursday night. He pitched really well out there in May. He shut him out, I think, seven innings, got the win, 6-0.
Dodgers have a lot of lefties in the lineup, so that's favorable. A
lot of lefties. What would you do? Would you kind of play it by ear depending on game one, or would you come back with Strassi game two on Friday, or do you go Sanchez game two on Friday, full rest?
Boy. You guys, I haven't even gotten there yet, man. I mean, I got home about 2 in the morning, slept for a couple hours on my way to the airport. I saw that they announced Patrick's pitching game one, and Corbin against that lineup. Did you see his numbers? It's like 0.56 ERA career against the Dodgers.
Yep.
All their big boppers are left-handed, so now maybe even sit a couple of those guys down. Not Bellinger, obviously, he's going to play. And you need a lot of innings out of Patrick. And they steal game one, and they come back here. Even a split in L.A. is fantastic. So, I mean, and then if you have Strasburg in game two, guys, I told you this when I came on with you last time. All the pressure's on the Dodgers. They're the Nats now.
Yes.
In past years, right?
Yep,
they won 100 and whatever games. They're the mighty Dodgers. Anything but a parade is not a successful year because they've been to the World Series 2 years in a row. They spent a gazillion dollars on their payroll. All the pressure's on them, man. And the Nats are free and easy, playing with house money. I'm telling you, man, this thing has a chance to get really good.
And I'm so happy, too, because you know it better than anybody. We all recognized it about halfway through once they started rolling. This is the most resilient team I can remember. And, you know, if they had come out and lost, and, you know, anything can happen in one game, you would just been, you know, people would have thrown it back in your face. How resilient really were they? Does it really matter? They proved how resilient they were last night.
Yeah, and all the stuff they went through all season long, from the 19-31 start and all the battles they had, all came into play last night, everything they've been through. And to get to where they got to from where they started, all that stuff. But you guys, this is a special group, man. We haven't had a group like this in D.C. ever. It just had a different feel. You know, there was no drama this year. There was no stories. It was just, you know, they played almost 40 games over 500 almost since the end of May. And, you know, last night I thought was a microcosm of their season, right? They start out bad. Mm-hmm. It's 3-0. They hang around. They get hot and they win. Last night in a 4-hour game or whatever it was their whole season in a nutshell.
Yeah, great point. Great point. All right, FP. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
grab
trip,
some Z's
man.
On that flight.
Let's get him on again. We'll get him
I
on again.
I told him he can call anytime. Yeah, I gave him the hotline number.
Oh,
he called at 6 a.m.
Anytime, FP. Anytime, brother.
I feel bad whoever's sitting next to me. I reek of champagne, but whatever. You got to do whatever
it's all good.
Should. We got to get someone on here. All right, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, FP.
All right, take care, boys.
Anybody got a Corbell?
I told Adam. Adam, did Adam refuse his assignment? What happened there? Adam, can you go get us some?
The 7-Eleven did not sell champagne, and they told me cannot buy alcohol until 10 a.m.
Hey,
did you do what I told you to do and stay off the alcohol yesterday?
Yeah, I stayed home.
You're still banged up from two nights ago?
Yes.
You're still banged up from Sunday?
Dude, yeah. Yes.
My throat is irritated.
Good immune system you have.
Dude, maybe he was puking. I told him he needs to take one full week off of alcohol.
Was, puking and dry heaving.
Yeah, he needs to go to the hospital probably.
No, what
is he? Just killed himself on Sunday.
I mean, the big boss here suggested he needs to go to a second chance addiction care.
Right. We might get an extension on the deal.
Probably should.
We need those ad dollars, sponsor. My friend.
Hey, no, seriously, I want a little champagne in here to celebrate a series victory.
Series victory.
Advancing What's funny to the is, next round.
Who said that it was a series victory yesterday?
Somebody last night.
It was Heyman.
Yeah, it was Heyman.
That's right.
I'm telling you, man. Series victory.
Well, there you go.
Maybe
they can go on a Caps-like run. Maybe.
I don't want to get
like
crazy.
JP now.
I don't want to get crazy.
Well, I'm just saying grasping, but what if you split in L.A., all right? Corbin pitches great on Thursday. Okay, whoever goes on. I would hold Strassi to come, especially if Corbin wins.
Right.
But Strassi, Max back here for 3-4.
That would
get by
nice.
Them. Who knows?
They could definitely do it.
I know.
They could definitely do it.
The season series was 4-3, mm-hmm. I believe, Dodgers. All right, mm-hmm. It's not like they're unbeatable. You can beat them.
Of course
them.
Not.
And all the FP's right. They've lost two 100%. Series, World Series in a row, back to back.
Right.
All the pressure's on them.
And they don't want to play the Nats. They don't
Hell
want to play
no.
one of the hottest teams of baseball right now.
Hell no.
No chance.
Not with those three starters.
It's just an incredible night, and I'm so thankful too because you know the way it started was kind of the way we said it might happen. You know, Max is great, but he's been giving up the gopher ball. He's always kind of done that. He's been doing that lately a little bit. And to get down early, I got to tell you.
Was the crowd stunned?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, but it was early.
That silence for
it was early. So everybody at the park was like, we're good. Like, people were walking by me. Strangers were walking by me going, we're good. We're good. You know, it's early.
Yeah, but then it's 3-0.
No, but on social media?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should see my Twitter
social
account. Everybody quitting.
Evil.
Like, 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, my God, this is the most annoying thing ever. This is why, I don't want to just get on a rant here, but that's why fans around here suck. They give up immediately.
But the park was amazing.
Immediately.
And you know what? You knew that.
Yeah, like, hold on.
You knew that
you
at 5 or 6 o'clock.
I know we're going to lose. You said it all week.
Well, I wasn't preparing myself.
What are you talking about?
No, but I didn't give up. People were giving up, trashing them.
Was the stadium completely full?
It was packed.
Yeah,
I think I think the announcers.
It looked like it on TBS.
I think it was like close to 43,000. And I think listed capacity is 41,000 plus.
Hey, you guys give a shout out to my boys over at Circa because they took care of you?
Thank you.
Yeah, they were great. Also, give a shout out to my sister who let us stay at our condo
that was big.
The corner.
We had a lot of hookups yesterday.
How many did you guys get? Because I got 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Roughly 4.5 to 5.
Okay. Yeah.
I got no sleep. I'm so tired.
You have no bags, though. You look normal.
I don't feel it.
He always looks money.
So thank you to York and everybody at Circa because the bill looked like this.
I know.
I asked for the bill. I said, it looks like this.
Well, you know what?
Zeros.
You know what he told me?
Zeros.
He said if they win, this is my buddy Matt Carlin on Circa. Yeah. If they win that game last night, it's worth $75,000 to $100,000 to them.
I totally believe it because just
he said it's going to be packed for every game.
The whole city area down by Nats Park, teaming with people. Yeah. People just out on the patio.
Well, just for the next couple days, too. Yeah. I mean, just the business they're going to get.
And side bonus, we get a distraction from the Redskins on Sunday, too.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
The Nats are back in town.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
In a playoff series.
And also, shout out to our guy Chris over at Homewood Suites,
yep.
Who I just parked. I left the parking at midnight last night, and I parked again at 5:30. He was there when I left.
Right.
He was there this morning. I think he worked
night.
A 24-hour shift.
He worked all night.
Yeah.
Yep.
He worked the blue short
shift. He said the streets were absolutely slammed.
Oh, yeah.
I took some video.
And he said all people wanted to do was eat.
Right.
And he said most of these places were closed.
Right.
Except for Big Stick and maybe one other place.
But Big Stick was jumping. Yeah. I mean, you know when we leave Homewood Suites, three of us park at Homewood Suites, which is a block away from the radio station. It takes 1 minute to get to 395.
Right.
Oh, it took a good half hour last night.
At least.
What time did you get home?
I got home 12:30-ish.
Wow.
You could have spooned with me on New Jersey Avenue. Had some extra room in the bed.
That's fine.
How many beds were in the condo?
Two.
Oh, you had
a two-bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, it worked out amazing. My sister, I don't know the name of the building, but she works for Bazzuto.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that, Bazzuto Homes or
whatever.
Yeah,
they're big, silly developers.
They just came up big for us.
They certainly did.
So thank you so much.
Did you feel better when Turner hit the bomb to kind of make it, all right,
we're
calm down here.
You needed something.
Yeah.
But again, people on social media were getting annoying because they were doing the 9 outs, 8 outs. 7. Like everybody was just counting down.
You know who
else
is doing that at the stadium? John Paul Flame.
Well, I think we all were doing that.
I mean, come on.
He would be like, there's 6 outs left.
You got Hader in there.
I was trying not to put pressure on it.
Right.
I was trying to stay positive. I really was.
Well, thank God Hader just imploded.
I don't know about that.
I was trying to.
I remember when Michael Taylor went to play, you were like, this is a strikeout.
Well, here's how I dealt with getting into the early hole last night. Alcohol. I immediately turned and went into the Delta Club and said, I need a beer.
Yeah.
after that,
I did so much stress eating and drinking.
So much of it.
Well, I need to run 20 miles today.
Right.
Well, I did think
and
that.
And 2 donuts.
I did think that Taylor was going to strike out there.
Well, I think everybody did.
Yeah.
We were right behind him because, again, we didn't move. Once they walked us through the Delta Club, we're like, oh, we're good here. We're
right.
Good.
This access works
Taylor,
for us.
Like he was choking up 2 inches on his bat there. Especially when he had 2 strikes.
Needed to. That guy was throwing some heat.
Oh, yeah.
Wild heat, but he was throwing heat.
Yeah, he had more balls than strikes pretty much the whole time he was up there.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-636-1067. We are celebrating the Nationals wild card win.
A little celebratory music,
advancing to the divisional round. Their first game will be tomorrow against the Dodgers in L.A. By the way, late starts. I think the starting time is something like 8:37.
Both
the
nights.
First one,
yeah, but
Eastern
yeah.
time though, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, doable.
Thursdays, yeah, but Friday 8:37, it's no big deal.
Want to get your
9:30.
Thoughts? Phone numbers 800-636-1067. We will be joined by John Shambi who is on the call for ESPN Radio. He'll join us at 6:40. Eddie Matz from ESPN at 8 o'clock. And Mike Rizzo as we go in the clubhouse with the Nats GM at 9 o'clock right here on 106.7 The Nats.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Just a heads up, cap season opens up tonight against the St. Louis Blues.
Big.
I'm going to be hosting a Capitol season opening party at American Ice Company in D.C. It's on B Street with Tom Daley and Chris Russell, both who are huge Caps guys, and I think we're going to be jumping on the air for at least an hour.
Very good.
So you want to listen on 106.7 The Fan, come out, celebrate, obviously, the Nationals advancing in the wild card, but tonight's an off night for baseball, mm-hmm. So you can focus your eyes on the Caps season opener, and they're playing the defending Stanley Cup champion, the Blues, right?
Yes, they are,
Is this the third consecutive year that they're watching the opposing team raise the banner?
Well, it's yes, because 3 years ago they were in Pittsburgh's house when they raised the banner. They were obviously in their arena 2 years ago when they raised their own banner, the Caps. Mm-hmm. And then this year they're going to be in St. Louis's arena.
Oh, okay.
When they raised their banner.
I thought it was three consecutive.
Now, maybe another one before Pittsburgh that I don't remember.
I think they had to watch the Blackhawks do it.
Did they really?
I think so.
It's kind of their thing.
Yeah. So anyway, stop by, say hello. Caps open up the season. It's American Ice Company on V Street is where we're hanging out starting at 6 tonight. But, of course, we're talking about the Nats winning the wild card game 4-3. Coming from behind, Scherzer gives up the two early home runs. Trey brings it to within two games with a solo home run and then just an unbelievable eighth inning. Michael Taylor gets on first as he's hit by a pitch. Jason says he was watching it and it hit the bat first. Bottom line is the umpires, all 100 of them, got together and they decided –
And they reviewed it,
this guy on first.
Oh, right. When they reviewed it,
the Nats caught a break. You know what? Sometimes those breaks have gone against the Nats in the postseason.
And it wasn't even given. Like, look, he gets on base, and then Hader gets a strikeout of Trey Turner. So it's two outs. Rendon, as FP Santangelo said, had a great at-bat to get a walk, and then it gets to Soto, who just comes up big. I heard Soto after the game say he just wanted to get his bat on the ball.
That was all done with two outs.
Yep. We talked about the celebration during the break and the bedlam that ensued after the Juan Soto hit. EB and I were celebrating, and then EB just punched me.
I did.
This delicate ecosystem. I mean,
I'm sorry. Where did I punch you?
I think it was like in the my left shoulder.
Are you sure it was me?
It was definitely you.
I don't, because I have no recollection of it.
You were celebrating, then you stole me right in the shoulder.
Well, I was shooting the video. It was after the video?
I don't know when. I don't know the exact chronology. I don't know the exact time.
I'm not sure it was me, Cakes.
It was definitely you.
Okay, but just so you know this,
yes.
I held the video until the Nats basically were walking on the, maybe after the.
Maybe it was after.
Was it when the final out was made? That was probably when the final out was made.
All I know is I got stolen in the shoulder.
It was definitely me. I gave you I came behind you and kind of gave you one of those.
Okay, yeah. No.
From behind.
I got stolen in the shoulder.
I would not call it a punch.
And I wasn't ready for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. If it was me, I apologize.
It's fine.
There's a chance it was me. Because I came up. Because there were these two people who wanted me to stand by them. Because when I was standing by them, Hudson got outs,
right?
And then I left for a while. I was like, I want to be with my boys. And they're like, JP, JP.
They didn't want you to jinx it.
Yeah. Superstitious.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, I'm just so thankful they won for so many reasons. Uh-huh. But the biggest, I got to tell you, is just this morning, if they had lost, everyone was going to be bitching about.
Same
should have been
Nats.
Strauss.
Yeah. Davey blew it.
This show would have been miserable.
Oh, it would have been miserable. Only could get three hits.
And we'd have to talk about the Patriots game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we don't even have to really act like it exists.
Yeah, because we know what's going to happen there. I mean, it's just going to be a steam.
It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
I'm fine
is.
Not talking Skins the rest of the week.
All right, let's go to the phones because we have Boog Ciambi joining us coming up at 6:40.
All right.
So sneak in some calls.
I hope
your
he's
thoughts.
Awake.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
I must admit, that last night was extremely special, man. Let me start off by saying, funny, I'm standing in line at the Chili Bowl waiting to get some food with my dad, and he goes, hey, man, your boys are on TV. I look up, as you three, he goes, shocker, your boy Lurch isn't here. So I found that to be pretty funny. I mean, he doesn't do
so
it.
So they actually
presses.
Put
but
that on the screen?
Oh, yeah, I've got a shot
they
of
had
it.
You three up? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, had you guys up there in the game.
That's crazy.
But you're right, though. It was a very
I know on the Jumbotron, but.
I didn't see you. I didn't see you on TBS.
The broadcast. Yeah. No, I saw that on the Jumbotron. Yeah, of course.
Not on TBS.
I saw you guys on the TV. Maybe it was like a closed circuit.
Yeah, that was in-house TV. That was in-house. Yeah.
Okay. But as far as, you know, the environment, it was very calm. Even when we got down early, you know, nobody was really sweating it because they kept running the highlights of that comeback the entire game, you know, in the beginning. So nobody was really sweating being down early. It was pretty impressive to see how Strauss just came out there and just went straight to work.
Yeah,
man.
He was amazing.
I mean, that was very impressive.
Well, you give up a hit to Ryan Braun. That was his first batter.
Yeah.
And so you're wondering, maybe he's not ready in relief. But, I mean, three innings.
His curveball was
sick. I
think
he gave up two hits.
He ultimately gave up two hits.
Yeah.
He gave it up to the cleanup hitter.
Yeah, Hura, I believe.
Gave up a double in his last inning, yeah.
But he was really good.
I had a great time, got to spend it with my dad, you know what I'm saying, take it all in last
Nothing
night.
Like
and another
that.
Thing, for you guys to be natives, I find it extremely just crazy that y'all don't know how to get around the traffic. Like, I live in Bowie. I left out of here. I probably was home in, like, 22, 23 minutes.
Well, it depends on what time you left and where you were parked.
I left right after the game. So I stayed down to the end, walked right out. I was parked right out on South Capitol Street and hopped right on 395, shot up New York Avenue was out 50. I mean,
all right. The truth of the matter is,
yeah, but you were going
my
the
car
way.
Wasn't ready at Homewood Suites, yeah. And for them to get the car from the parking garage to me took 15 minutes. It took me probably 20 minutes to walk to Homewood Suites because it was so crazy outside. So you're looking at a half an hour till I got my car, and then the streets were just packed with cars and people.
Right.
Plus, yeah, you weren't as conveniently parked where he was.
And
parked.
To be honest, I wasn't rushed. It was such a thrill. Like, I knew I was going to be pummeled on sleep. So what difference does it make if I get 4 hours or three and a half hours when the outcome is like that? You guys have teased me for years because I like staying up for pressers when I watch, like, the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know we're not participating in the game, but you almost have some adrenaline. You need, like, that wind-down time. So
bitter we don't
awesome.
Have champagne. I want some effing champagne, Case. Let's go to Michael in Annandale. Michael, what's up, man? You're on the Jucks.
Hey, good morning, Junkies.
What's up?
What a wonderful night. I tell you, I got a really, really good feeling about this team. And the thing that impressed me the most is this whole thing has been a flip-the-script season, you know, with a horrible start and then the amazing play. So compared to every other postseason series we've been in, instead of clinching the division with weeks to spare and then kind of coasting into it and losing in the division series, you know, we battle for the wild card the whole time, battle for home field advantage, get that the next to the last day, you know, and come in riding a wave of momentum and playing really well. And then the game, exactly the opposite of the previous, you know, win or go home games, right? 2012, 6-0 lead over the Cardinals. 2016, 1-0 lead over the Dodgers. 2017, 3-1 lead over the Cubs. Mm-hmm. And each game didn't hold on to it. So right. Last night, got down early, kept battling, got one back with Trey Turner, and then that amazing eighth inning.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, have you seen the video from the red porch seats? I was like BC United at RFK, everyone throwing beer all over everybody else.
All the beers were flying.
Yeah,
I did notice that.
That was a great scene.
No,
good
it
optics.
Was an awesome
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, buddy.
We're going to be talking about it throughout the show. Of course, the Nationals run their race for Red October and the Nationals wildcard berth on the Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVI.com today. I guess we need to update that read. It's not the Nationals wildcard berth. It's the Nationals divisional series
right.
Now.
They're advanced.
They advanced to play the Dodgers. We'll talk to John Ciambi, who was the voice for MLB on ESPN Radio last night. He was on the call. He's scheduled to join us next here on The Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Nats. What an amazing night last night. We were thrilled to be there. We're going to play some of the radio call a little bit later in the program so you can feel the energy.
Yeah, I need to hear Charlie and Jags.
But Boop Shambi was on the call for ESPN Radio, and he's joining us now. Thanks a lot for waking up with us, John.
Absolutely. Well, you guys fired up the play ball last night. I loved it.
Yeah, it was so cool.
We did the play ball, and then we never sat in our seats. We just stood in the concourse.
So Boog.
I think one time they tried to get us out of there, but that's it.
Boog, what time's your flight, and where are you going?
I'm heading to L.A., actually. My flight is at 9.
So you're calling the entire series?
I'll be calling the whole series, yeah.
That's so great.
Oh, so you're coming back to D.C. All right, maybe we'll get
I'm coming
you.
Back, baby.
You should just come hang out with us.
Yeah, join us in the studio.
Well, he wanted to come in, but he knew he had a flight. So
yeah.
Right.
Should get him a gift card to Circa.
I got you taken care of if you want some good food.
Yeah. So what'd you think last night as the game was unfolding? You know, I was telling the guys, man, it's just one of those things. The Brewers were made for this, you know, the way they play. They're made for these one-game playoffs, the way they utilize
Pomerantz
their
pitched so well,
their
too.
Their pitchers, all those guys up there throwing smoke. They got to their guy. It was looking pretty bleak.
Yeah, so I think last night, I mean, this is a good conversation to have with you guys because I don't know whether, everybody should be excited as heck because they're a really good team and they are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you look at the narrative of what's taken place with the Nationals, last night should instruct you in terms of what you have watched in postseason baseball. The point being, that game last night, if you played it 100 times and the Brewers go to the eighth needing 6 outs with Hader on the mound, the Nationals are going to lose that game over 90% of the time.
Right.
Yeah, they just are.
Yeah.
And the point is, the ball gets under a guy's glove, and in a game that they probably didn't deserve to win, even though I think they're the better team, they ended up pulling it out and coming from behind. The point being, one-game scenario, man, stuff happens.
Yeah.
And it's this, that if you flip a coin, that each time you flip a coin, even if it turns up tails 6 straight times, what are the chances the next time? It's still 50-50. And the Nats have kind of been in a stretch where in winner-take-all, it just keeps coming up tails against them. And then last night, it ended up going the right way for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? That in a one-game scenario, it is not indicating some flaw with the team. It just stuff happens, man.
Yeah. And the narrative also, John, if they would have lost the game, would have been same old Nats. They can't
that's
win.
That's right.
They can't
well, that's
win the
what
post.
I'm saying.
Yeah, and the Davey made a mistake.
Davey sucks. He should have started Strauss.
Yeah, yeah. So all the buttons he pushed last night, you know, obviously Max wasn't great, but they were still in the ballgame. But all the buttons he pushed, Straussy coming in, pinch hitting Taylor, pinch hitting Zim, Dozier earlier.
Hudson closing it down because some people were like, maybe go to Doolittle.
I said all last week, I said, I don't want to see anybody else besides Max,
right,
Straussy, Corbin, and Hudson. Those are the only guys I want to see. And you know,
well, the problem is now we got to see all those guys.
Yeah, but you know what? At least you can see them.
Right.
At least
right.
You can
see them. Right.
Yeah, and in the longer series, I mean, again, I think that, you know, like to me, and that's a scary spot because I think that the Brewers are the 10 teams are the 10th best team, but they have the way they were set up is that in a one-game scenario, they're dangerous enough that they could beat any of those teams.
Definitely. Just unbelievable. And, you know, we had FP Santangelo on earlier in the first segment, and, you know, he Can you imagine being 20 years old and coming up big like that? I mean, he did it all season.
Wow.
He did it last
year. Yeah.
But then such a big moment, and he doesn't have all of this scar tissue that the rest of us have living in D.C.
He also is smart enough, at least he talked about it after the game. He wanted to get in the rundown to assure that Rendon
gave him more time.
He's that aware.
Yeah, really smart. And then to really come up big, too, after that botch in the outfield, whatever happened there.
I love him as a player. I don't, you know, there are a couple of points. One would be, you know, when you sit there and think about losing Harper in the off season, they replaced him with another Harper, a better Harper, to be honest. I mean,
right.
Juan Soto is a better offensive player than Bryce Harper. He doesn't have the raw power. But the other point, I did a couple of games this year where I had Chipper Jones in the booth with me, and one was for three innings and one was for a full game. And for the full game, you know, Chipper works for the Braves. And so he's really familiar with Acuna. But we did a piece on it on an ESPN TV game where we showed kind of the grouping of 22-year-olds. So we took Soto, Acuna, Tatis, Guerrero, Devers, and Gleyber Torres. And we basically put those six guys, the 22 and under group, and we're, you know, just talking about them. And, you know, he knows Acuna the best, and he predicted Acuna's stardom before he ever even came to the big leagues. But I asked him about that group of six players, and he said, I've seen all of them. I've seen some more than others. He said, I will tell you this. If I needed a big at-bat, a great at-bat in a big spot, the guy I would choose of that six is Juan Soto.
Wow.
And that's including Acuna, who just had a ridiculous year. Yeah.
I wonder
That's
what it
correct.
Is. So,
he's got great plate discipline,
so
generally.
Yes, it is. It's that. It is absolutely that.
Yeah.
The plate discipline. I'm going to swing at strikes is a big – like last night, you had Hader spraying it all over the place, and you knew that he wasn't going to chase.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when you look at the Dodgers series, obviously Corbin goes Thursday night. Excuse me. I kind of said earlier it would depend for me how they do on Thursday. If Corbin wins, yeah. I think you're kind of playing with some house money there. You can start Sanchez in game two. That way you have your two studs on full rest coming back. But what do you think they do?
I don't know yet. You know, we were talking about that last night because, as it stands right now, it's an interesting one. I don't know how well Stras recovers. What was it? 36 pitches last night, 34 pitches.
Right.
So I'm not sure. I think that the thought is probably right in terms of winning game one. I mean, you prefer a little more of a routine, but man, you'd really love to be able to just throw your dudes. You know what I'm saying? But I think that the biggest part is that, you know, you don't want to be near, with all due respect to Aníbal Sanchez, that if you were to, you know, put Stras, if you didn't do it dependent on a win or a loss and you put Stras in that spot and you ended up finding yourself in a spot where Aníbal Sanchez is starting an elimination game, you don't really want that.
Oh, 100%. And with the With the Dodgers, would the Dodgers go left, right, left and start Kershaw first and then Buehler in between, or would they start Buehler?
We're talking about that. I don't think it's as much left, right, left as that they, like, Buehler needs to be, I think, in a position, or at least he needs to be in a position, I would say, to come and start, a potential elimination spot. So I think not a three, but I would think they'll start Buehler in game one. If it's Kershaw, then it would be Kershaw Buehler, but not to start split up the lefties so that in a spot where if Kershaw is starting it, the second time through, that they would even be able to bring Buehler in behind him.
Right.
So I personally would go Buehler, Kershaw, Ryu, personally, if I were them. I think from a ceiling standpoint, Buehler's their best pitcher, and from a ceiling standpoint, Buehler's the guy that can give them the most electric start. He's the guy that has the greatest potential, in my opinion, to go out and just deal.
Corbin pitched really well out there in May. Now, it was May. I mean, he only had one start, but against all those lefties.
And on our show, he said he's really familiar with them because he's pitched in Arizona. He's pitched against the Dodgers a million times.
Yeah, he knows that lineup really well. So I feel pretty good with Corbin, even though his splits were not as good away from Nats Park. He was almost dominant. He was dominant at Nats Park. But he knows that lineup, and it'll be tough on lefties. I feel pretty good about game one.
He's really good, and look, left-handed pitching is what you'd prefer against them. I mean, you know, when you're talking about trying to, you know, dissect their lineup, I mean, I think you kind of got to be focusing on Bellinger and Muncy as the two guys, and you prefer to have a lefty. So I think that that's a big part of it. He was a really good sign, guys. You know, it doesn't get talked about a ton, but when you look at, you know, free agent signs, for as much chatter as there was, obviously, for Machado and Harper as the two guys in the offseason, you know, Corbin was a huge free agent sign. LeMahieu was a big free agent sign. And two of the guys that played in the game last night, Grandal and Moustakas, both on one-year deals, one for $10 million and one for $18 million. Those were really good value free agent signs. And Corbin was a big deal, and he pitched to it.
Yeah, he was worth every dollar this year. He absolutely
he's getting a lot of them. He's there's a lot of dollars there for Corbin.
Lots of dollars. Yeah. Lots of dollars.
All right, so do you have a prediction for this series?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Dodgers will win. I think the Dodgers are the better team. I think the Dodgers are the best team in the National League. But I do think that of the teams, I felt and said for a while now, when people ask, okay, so what team has the fourth best chance to win the World Series? I think it's the Nationals. I mean, I think it's very clear that the three best teams in baseball are the Astros, Dodgers, Yankees, you know, the 2-3, whatever. But the Astros are the best team. But then who's the team, the team that has the next best chance? I think it's the Nats because of the depth of the pitching. And I do feel like people still sleep on their offense. I mean, you're still talking about the team that scored, you know, they were second in runs per game in the National League. So I think, you know, look, because it's a shorter series, I think it helps just make it a little quirky, and something can happen and you steal one and you don't have to beat them four times. You only got to beat them three. I still would pick the Dodgers probably in four, something along those lines. But if the Nats beat them, it would not floor me in any way.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it. Have a safe trip back.
All right, y'all.
Man. Talk to you soon.
Boog Shambi joined us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Remember, Eddie Matz from ESPN going to join us coming up at 8. Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, going to be in a great mood. He'll join us at 9 o'clock as we go in the clubhouse on 106.7 The Nats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.